Yes, on a Friday, taking us to 7:30 exactly. It's the homegrown sounds of Veranda Panda, KZN's own. Durban's beloved live electronic duo, and they're in the studio with me right now. The Pandas, they were on the veranda of the radio studio. Now they're in the house, on the microphone. Jane and Liam are live from the heart of Bolita this morning. Guys, welcome.
Great to have you back.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yo, I'm so excited because today we're debuting some new music.
It is an exciting day.
This is in the... The story of Veranda Panda, this is an important new chapter beginning today.
100%, yeah.
What are we talking about? A new EP, a new collection of music, live to be, well, I say live, it is now, it's out there. You can find it right now if you jump onto, any of the big music platforms, whether it's Spotify, Apple Music, or right here, Radio Life and Style. Talk to me about this new collection. Firstly, what is it? What is an EP for those Gen Z kids?
Does it come from the term elongated play?
No, so... EP is actually extended play, okay. And then LP is long play, and I think it's a hangover from the records.
Yes.
But it's a short album,
okay.
Of only a few songs.
So, so four original tracks and one remix.
Really
so five.
Cool. Five red hot numbers waiting to be played off whatever audio device you usually listen to. But for those that haven't seen a Veranda Panda live set, This is something that you guys have been carving a name out for yourself with. Your shows are electric in more ways than one, but it's great to see that over the last couple of years you've been getting into the studio and crafting a recorded sound that holds its own against the live experience as well. Would you say it's been a journey?
Yeah, it's definitely been a journey, and it's been a journey back into the studio and back into songwriting. And this body of work that we are releasing today is really marking the beginning of a new chapter. It's by no means the culmination of where we're going, but this is us kind of stepping into the light and saying, this is who we are now, and now we are just going to ascend into even more.
I think you touched on something there. I think we are always live-driven. It's always about the live show, and a lot of the music we were making was to support a live show.
Yeah.
But this EP specifically, I remember making this and going, I don't care if we never play this live. This is to be made and to be listened to.
It's like a body of work.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's not to say we might not include it in the live show, but for now, this is a body of work to be listened to.
Well, something that I was really interested to hear, because a signature part of your live performance is Jane on the violin. And I believe that this, even though it features strings, it's not sort of recorded live violin playing.
Yeah, so it's the first body of work and first track, I think, released that we don't have a violin lead.
Wow.
Which has been a huge step of growth for me personally, to get out of my box of how I see myself as a performer. So not just to see myself as a violinist who can hold a tune, but actually to step into the role of being a vocalist for us.
That's awesome. So you're claiming that title. You've proven your chops.
It's been a journey. It's hard, but I'm here. Yeah, let's go.
And you're both, something that folks might also not realize, this is your full-time job.
Mm.
It's not a side hustle, this thing. When was the decision made to go all in and to do Veranda Panda full-time 100% as your baby?
We started talking about it about a year and a half ago. Jane had a wonderful job teaching at Clifton.
Yes.
But we realized that it was time to move on. So we made a slow decision at the end of last year. We made the move. Show your arm, Jane. This is radio.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We decided last year and we committed.
We
put our logos on our arms and we were like, that's it.
It's not a phase anymore.
It's not a phase anymore, mommy.
Ink is on the skin. Panda tattoos are there.
When I showed my mom this, though, she hung up and she phoned me back about half an hour later and said, I forgive you.
Our parents.
Mom, come on. But I think it's a bold move, obviously, but you're proving that, because let's not beat around the bush here, it's a lot of hard work.
It is.
You guys are on the road and putting in the hours and you're writing and recording and let's be honest, KZN as well is not the sort of easiest stomping ground to carve out a sustainable musical career in, but
yeah,
you're doing
sure.
it.
Now that's what I actually love about it. It's like, if we've done it here and we've built a crowd here and we can work in KZN well, then the rest of the world should be a cinch.
And is there a grand master plan that you're working towards? Is there sort of a phase one, phase two that you're sort of looking at, or you're taking it as it comes?
No, there is, and we want to be overseas. We were in India this year in January for our first big international show.
How was that?
It was
phenomenal.
Mind-blowing, yeah. Absolutely we amazing. Stepped on stage to 5,000 people who'd never heard a single thing that we'd ever done.
And did they get it?
They did.
Yeah, they did.
Let me tell you, talk about a culture of people who appreciate music and energy. Wow.
That is insane, man.
Yeah.
And that's so cool. And the fact that your sound... it can be received so well in a completely different market, different territory. That speaks to your crossover potential. That really bodes well for the future. Hey?
Thank you. It was so encouraging for us and that whole experience. And I know it sounds super cliched when people say, you know, music is a universal language, but I've seen that firsthand, and I've seen that if your intention is there and if your energy is there, people read that and people come with you.
Yes. So energy is awesome. Energy is the important word. I think our universal currency is energy. We're not making a genre. We're not making a style.
Yeah.
We're working with energy.
Amazing. And now with the dawn of the age of AI that we're in, are you finding that are you taking any of these creative AI powered tools on board into the production process? Are you cutting them out entirely and focusing only on your human ingenuity? Do you see it as something that's going to fuel any of your creative juices going forward? What are your thoughts on this?
I think AI in a way has made our job easier, because authentic human voices are the only things that are going to matter for a while now. Mm. I mean, I read a caption that's written in AI, I can spot it instantaneously in the first sentence, and I'm not interested.
Yeah.
AI videos don't interest me. But that's not to say that it can't be a very useful tool. Mm. There have been times where I've been in a rut and I can't find a certain sentence or an idea that's going to work, and I head to AI, and it's almost just like having a really sharp knife that can cut through very quickly. So as a tool, I think creatives can use it.
Yeah, it's like you would have got there anyway, but it just helped you get there quicker.
Yes.
And you've got the vision ultimately of where you want to take it. So,
sure.
And then I think in this age we're living in now, people are hungry for live connection, communal experiences.
Oh, yeah.
And as you say, that's a cornerstone of your musical brand. So long live Veranda Panda. And for those folks who are keen to get an earball full of the new EP, it's called Ascension. It's out now with a lead single that I happen to have loaded up on our record player right now. It's called Love Today, featuring Angel M. And tell me about the track.
So this track was pretty organic. You know, we push ourselves every day, but we sometimes end up living in the future or being kind of tied down by things that happened in the past. But all we actually have is right now. And if we aren't here now, then, you know, where are we? Am I even in studio with you right now if I'm thinking about what I'm having for lunch? So that's kind of the heart of the song, is just being grateful for what we have right now and not waiting to live. Living now and loving
deep.
Now. It is, but it's also not. It's just a simple truth. Yeah. And we just needed saying. So that's why it's in our song now.
Chew on that on a Friday morning. Some food for thought from your friends at Veranda Panda. And for those who want to follow the journey now in this new exciting chapter, what is the best way to keep tabs on you, your movements, your upcoming gigs? Or give us the social handles.
Instagram, Veranda Panda at Instagram, yeah.
Yeah,
that's where most of our stuff is done. We don't like TikTok.
I was on the... well, listen, hey. Look, it's each their own, but I'm an Instagram fan myself. When I saw recently on your Instagram some interesting posts, I see someone in the poster design community seems to have it in for you, Liam. What is the story behind some of your recent Veranda Panda posters?
We love building personal relationships. I think it's why we often go back and play festivals over and over again. Last year at the Naughty's Touch Festival, they mistakenly put some of the artist's name over my face. And I found...
Jane looked great.
Jane always looks great. And I found the poster and I made a video and I said, this is outrageous. So this year, they just put a rugby ball right over my face. And Yeah, there's some shenanigans there, but we love it.
I think you could take that into the live act. You could get like a rugby ball mask. Like
I'm way ahead of you, man. Like, I already was thinking
like
about
a Daft
that.
Punk kind of thing.
Like
you know?
Dead mask or
Daft, Daft rugby ball.
watch out. Coming to a stage near you soon. And right now, coming out of your radio, the brand spanking new single featuring Angel M, Veranda Panda, Love Today, guys. We're sending you lots of love, lots of luck with this new musical chapter. And right now, if you have your smart device in your pocket or if you're at your desk, go and soak up the full Ascension EP. It is, it's waiting for you, for your listening pleasure.
And one more thing. Thank you to you guys in your station for supporting KZM Music. Thank you. We really appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, man. It's good to be here.
The love is all around. Love Today. Turn it up.